That's the sound of the Santa train coming into town. Merry Christmas, everybody. Less than 2 weeks away from the blessed holiday. We're getting excited, pumped up for it. Here's today's almanac. Friday, December 13th, 347th day of the year. 18 days left to go until the end of the year. And today, one of our favorite features, this date in medical history. 1809, the first abdominal surgery procedure was performed. We don't know if it was an appendectomy or what was going on, but Jane Todd Crawford was the patient. The operation was performed without an anesthetic. Ouch. I'm assuming that you went through your surgery with some form of anesthetic.
Yes. And
leeches? Did they use leeches?
Well, no, but they used a, what do they call it, a nerve block. So, like, when I'm done all day, my arm, I have nothing there. No feel. I felt like I was just carrying around an anvil in
it's
a sling.
You don't want to be nerve blocked.
If I leaned over, my arm just swung uncontrollably. It was just the weirdest thing ever.
It was like the trunk of an elephant.
Yes, I had no control over it. It was weird.
1928, the clip-on tie was designed. It wasn't patented, but it was designed on this date, 1928. Nice. Somebody got sick and tired of tying their tie. So the clip-on was born, 1928. 1950 here this date.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. A big, big bottle, and it's got bounce, 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 bounce. Go get Pepsi for the Pepsi bounce.
Now go get
That's
Pepsi
James Dean. Beginning his professional career, he's singing and dancing in a Pepsi commercial.
Huh.
This date. In 1950, he would go on, of course, he was the rebel without a cause, if
sure.
I remember correctly. Right? Speaking of, well, this is really interesting. We have James Dean, and now we have a Jimmy Dean tidbit.
Now, they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it.
Has nothing to do with sausage, either.
Two words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big jump.
That album was released. Actually, it wasn't released. It had already been released. It became the first million-dollar seller for country music.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
So, a Big Bad John, Jimmy Dean, and that's my favorite ending. I like the big, big man.
Mm-hmm.
It's more poetic than
one hell of
a man, I think. Yeah. So, that was in 1961. And 69, Calvin Griffith fired Billy Martin.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thought that, and it would be the first of many firings as manager. I mean, that's a little trivia for you. The Twins, that was his first managerial job in the major leagues and his first firing. He'd be fired, a dozen times later, whatever it is. And which was interesting because they had a good season. They won the division, 69.
Right.
He got swept by Baltimore, but they had a good, but he punched
Baltimore
out one of his,
was loaded.
He punched one of his pitchers.
Yep.
And I know there have been a lot of managers, I'm sure, that want to punch a pitcher.
Right.
A guy throws it right down the plate on 3-0. Or 0-2.
Yeah.
3-0 you're going to throw. You're going to try and not walk the guy. But like an 0-2, you throw a fat one right across the middle.
Right.
That would cause any manager to want to punch him out.
And he did.
Now what caused him to punch out a marshmallow salesman? We don't know.
Right.
So that was in 69. 78, we started minting the Susan B. Anthony U.S. dollar.
We didn't do it for that long.
No, it was confusing. It was too close to
a
quarter. It was not well designed.
No.
Then they came out with the Sacagawea dollar, which was gold, a little different. Mm-hmm. Those are still out in circulation. I see them every now and then. 1985 on the tonight's episode, or that particular night's episode of Miami Vice.
Kilos, Keys? You buying kilos of this stuff for $35,000?
Sure, that's practically a bargain.
A bargain? Why didn't you talk to your Uncle Phil first, huh? I mean, my people cleared the...
Uncle Phil, that's Phil Collins. He was Phil the Shill on Miami Vice.
No jacket required.
He played a drug dealer. Originally, he was going to play an aging drummer who went to a hair restoration clinic. But they thought that was too close to real life, so they had him play a drug dealer on Miami Vice. Of course, a lot of his music, he lent a lot of his music to the Miami Vice soundtrack
as well.
As you know. That was in 85. In 93,
I swear by the moon and the stars.
This song was released by John Michael Montgomery. It eventually went on to win the Billboard Song of the Year. Because they also had that R&B group, All For One, that released it. So it was all over the place. pop radio stations and country stations. Pretty tender song. Many people got married to this song, Neil.
Sure.
So that's 1993. We had 2000 on this date.
Let there be no doubt. While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it. I accept the finality of this outcome, which will be ratified next Monday in the Electoral College.
Poor Al Gore. It was a tough, tough decision.
Yeah, it was.
It was
evidently.
So close. Unbelievable. 2000 election, and first they said it was Gore, and then it was Bush, and then they had to recount, and they had the Florida issues, the hanging chads, and on this date, Al Gore conceded. George W. Bush claimed victory. This date in 2000. And they've gone through measures here to prevent that from happening again.
Right,
but
right.
We could have another close election in 2020. Who knows what's going to happen? 2003.
Hussein was found hiding in an underground crawl space at 8:26 p.m. Soldiers captured him without incident. Two other people were captured with Hussein.
And he crawled out looking like Victor French.
He looked a little disheveled.
He looked like Mr. Edwards
had
come back from the saloon. Right. So Saddam Hussein captured 2003. And, of course, you know how he met his demise.
Yes.
He was hanged.
Necktie party.
It was. And it wasn't a clip-on.
No, it was not.
2007.
The evidence we uncovered indicates that this has not been an isolated problem involving just a few players or a few clubs.
The Mitchell report came out and we found out a lot of baseball players were what?
Cheaters.
Yes. A lot of big names, 2007. They didn't want it out. It came out.
It came out and there was a long list.
That was former Senator George Mitchell who led the Mitchell report. If we ever did the Freeman report, what would the Freeman report be about?
That's a good question.
You ran out of time. 2016... Bad news on this date. Sad news.
Hollywood is mourning the death of actor Alan Thicke this morning. He suffered a heart attack while playing hockey with his 19-year-old son. He was later pronounced dead. The actor best known for his role on the 80s sitcom Growing Pains. But
that was 2016. It's birthday.
Sad.
It was very sad. He was still a very young man at 69. Birthdays now.
What can I do?
Take advantage of my temporary insanity. Get out of here.
Dick Van Dyke and the Dick Van Dyke Show. He and Mary Tyler Moore were so good together. That guy could sing, dance, act. He was funny, do stand-up.
Five-tool player, really.
And he's still with us. He's 94
he's great.
Today.
He's great.
94. Is the Van Dyke beard named after him? Because I never remember seeing Dick Van Dyke wearing a beard, so I don't think
not
it is.
Not very often, no. This guy's not a great singer, but
no, well,
movie.
That's why they dubbed this is his real voice, Christopher Plummer, but they actually dubbed in another voice for the official release. And then, of course, the DVDs and the special releases and special editions, they actually then use Christopher Plummer's voice here, but he sounds a little bit like Eddie Arnold singing Edelweiss. And, of course, when I go into bar, I sing, Honey Vice, honey. Christopher Plummer is 90. He was a bad Klingon at the Battle of Kittimer. Do you remember that?
No.
From Star Trek VI, Undiscovered Country.
I remember him from that movie right there. And he was in National Treasure.
That's incredible, Neil.
It is. It really is.
Good evening, I'm John Davidson. You'll be meeting these men. They're the world's most incredible talkers.
I'm Kathy Lee Crosby.
Oh, Kathy Lee Crosby. We don't have time, though, for a Fran Tarkenton cameo. If I want to hear a story, anybody's going to tell the story of a guy with a railroad tie through his skull. I want to hear it from John Davidson, a guy who, that happened. I got a spike through his head. That's incredible. So John Davidson, singer, talk show host, game show host, 78 today.
Mr. William Davis at home, please.
Whom shall I say called, madam?
But I'm Mrs. Grayson, and this is Mr. Davis's niece.
Yeah, Sissy. And somewhere in there is Jody. Oh. Sissy and Jody from Family Affair share the same birthday.
How old
is
Sissy?
Kathy Garver is 74. Johnny Whitaker is 60. And unfortunately, the girl that played Buffy, she passed away young.
Yes, she had
issues and died young from family affair. Mr. French making a cameo as well. 74 and 60 for Kathy and Johnny, or Sissy and Jody.
The Motor Nuge. City Madman.
Yeah, the Nuge. Wonder who he'll be voting for in 2020. He makes it well known.
Yes, he does.
So, hunting activist, musician. He had some pretty good hits, including this one, the Wango Tango. So Ted Nugent, 71. Randy Owen, lead singer of Alabama, is 70 today. We'll probably play some Randy Owen here during the Bobathon and some Alabama. How's he doing health-wise, Neil? Do you have an update?
You
had that vertigo?
I think he's better, but, he's not himself yet, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Oh, you sweet, naive girl. You can't pour them all in together.
Just try it, Grandma.
Jess, you seem like a lovely young thing, but if you call me that again, I will have to take a swing at you.
That's Wendy Malick from Just Shoot Me, the sitcom. She was on Hot in Cleveland, a tall drink of water, as I recall. Wendy Malick is 69. John Anderson. We're going to start a Bobathon with John Anderson, I do believe.
I love that.
John Anderson today is 65.
Leave me in the middle of the day. Let me hear you say everything's okay.
And John Anderson is really from Florida. So when he's singing about the glades going dry and all that other stuff, he knows. Steve Forbert, 1979 hit with a little Romeo's Tune. Same age as John Anderson. He was born on the same day as John Anderson. Steve Forbert, 65 today. Let's go to Brainerd.
Yeah, I was going to tape up the tag, to be in full compliance, but must have slipped my mind. So maybe the best thing to do would be to take care of that right here in Brainerd.
Yeah, something's going to get taken care of Brainerd and in Brainerd. Mm-hmm. And he said the Coen brothers should have known this when they wrote that script. It's not tags, it's tabs here in Minnesota.
Right.
He said tags instead of tabs in that clip. And, of course, it does not end well, that particular scene. So that's Steve Buscemi, 62.
Here's an idea. If you kill two, could we get the third one hold the cheese?
It's no negotiations. 30 large or nothing.
Well, it's more cheese than we've got.
Okay, then. It's 5 large now.
And we're in. We're in.
Well,
we're
in.
Horrible bosses. So he was something-something Jones.
He was.
Jamie Foxx.
That was a strange negotiation.
It was. So many good movies for Jamie Foxx. I know that you like Django Unchained.
I do.
And, of course, what an Oscar for Ray. Jamie Foxx, pretty good singer, too. Does he host that Shazam show now? Or Shazam?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Jamie Foxx, 52. Very, very talented. 52. And they still list her as a country singer. I would debate that. Taylor Swift is 30. She started out in country, but she made the move.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a half dozen years ago or so. Country singer Taylor Swift, 30.
And as we found out yesterday at the President's Cup, Ricky Fowler shares a birthday with Taylor Swift.
No, I didn't know that.
So there you go. Uh-huh. Former, gone but not forgotten. We never forget our former first ladies. Mary Todd Lincoln, married Abraham, was born on this day. The year was 1818. Academy Award-winning actor Van Heflin. He won Oscar for his role in Johnny Eager. I think he was in Shane also, wasn't he? He was born on this day, 1910. Legendary boxer Archie Moore, 1913. And he was the first African-American to play in the American League following Jackie Robinson's lead. Larry Dolby was born on this day, 1923. Remember Robert Prosky?
Daniel? Yeah? Why in God's name are you dressed like a woman?
We are soon to find out. He was the station manager, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire, yeah. Sure. Robert Prosky, the actor there, 1930. Former Beatles road manager Neil Aspinall was born in this day, 1942. Another one of those who was the fifth Beatle. And they're all gone, but not forgotten. Kind of a lean list welcoming me back.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but what can you do?
You can't
really control that.
No, it is what it is.
Can't just start adding names willy-nilly if they're not on that date.
I wouldn't do that.
All right, well, you have a good week next week. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I'm on very special hockey assignment next week. So
we'll be tuning into the Minnesota Wild on radio to hear your call. So you're going Chicago Sunday night, and then one of the other
Vegas
two games?
Vegas and Arizona.
Later
That's
in the week.
That's not too shabby looking at the forecast.
No, it's a good time for you to be out. So Sunday, Tuesday.
Thursday. And then, on the Wild Radio Network.
And we'll see you back a week from Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Neil. Would you like to start it out with John Anderson, Seminole Wind?
Yes.
All right. I'll be back. I'll be here for the All Request Lunch Hour today, though, noon to 1. So exciting. And we'll play some Christmas songs.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.